common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, we're going to lay some truth on you here. Because I really need to at this point in the conversation. I want to talk about sexual dimorphism for a moment here. Sexual dimorphism, a basic fundamental biological fact. There are differences between men and women. Men are taller, have more muscle mass. You know, when men and women are put side by side, fat collects in different parts of our bodies. There are biological and physiological differences between men and women, period. That is sexual dimorphism. It is fact. It is science. And yet, I just watched a whole bunch of people at Portland State University get up and storm out in protest because anybody that would say such a thing is a Nazi. Really. My next guest, Jeffrey Ford, is the Vita Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Very happy to be back.
Smartest man in the world. Political correctness can be defeated with truth, but people have to stand up, Jeffrey, and say, listen, for example, sexual dimorphism is fact. It's not being a Nazi to say men are taller, men have more muscle mass as a general rule. The fat on our bodies collects in different places between men and women. There are just basic, factual, foundational truths, aren't there?
Even Adolf Hitler did not argue the point about this. There's no connection between Nazism and what you're discussing. It's absolutely ridiculous. The only way we're going to defeat all this political correctness, and it's not just happening here, it's happening in Canada, Britain, France, and Germany, and throughout the Western world, is by standing up and speaking the truth to people who really don't want to hear it. But that's too bad. We can change this whole situation by asking just a simple series of questions. For example, who are you to tell me what I can and cannot think, what I can say and what I can't say? And if I can't say something to a person of color or a person of a different gender because of my white privilege or because I'd be mansplaining, isn't that both racist and exclusionary toward me? And is that who you really want to be? And if so, ask them. What are the many things that you also won't allow people of color and all of the many things that you won't allow women to ask to a white male? And then just stand back and watch their heads spin around in a circle. It's actually quite fun if you do it right.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I get a chuckle out of you say mansplaining. I don't know, it struck me as funny somehow. But didn't truth create the Enlightenment? Didn't truth create Western civilization in general, Jeffrey? Wasn't it an exploration of science and mathematics and literature and philosophy? Isn't that what created Western, the building blocks of Western society and Western civilization? And now we're tearing down truth because the truth is somehow politically charged?
The truth is incredibly inconvenient to people who have an agenda that's built upon lies. And that's the only reason why, by the way, I believe Donald Trump won the presidency. He was the only candidate who dared to stand up and tell many of the truths that politicians have been too afraid to speak for years. He called Hillary out on the Clinton administration selling the American economy and the American worker out to NAFTA, the WTO, and selling 20% of our uranium to the Russians when she is Secretary of State under Obama. But yet we're supposed to now believe that the Russians really didn't want Hillary as a Secretary of State. I have a feeling the Russians really would have preferred Hillary because they seem to have quite a close relationship.
Well, I learned yesterday from Hillary herself on tour in India, and I can't wait to get her back in the United States, but I learned that it's specifically the fault of white women across America who could not think for themselves, that were only kowtowed by their husbands, their bosses, and their sons to vote for Donald Trump. That's the reason Donald Trump won, because white women are incapable of thinking for themselves. So says Hillary Clinton yesterday.
Well, if you were to only go by the women's marches and those silly little pink hats that they're wearing, I would agree with that. But there are a lot of women in America with traditional values, the same values that you and I share, that think very clearly, far more clearly than Hillary Clinton, and who also are very much against female genital mutilation. I wonder if she dared to speak up much about that when she was overseas.
I'm guessing probably not.
Probably not.
I think that the way we cure this ignorance is by injecting as many people as possible with truth. The only way to inoculate these people, the only anti-venom, if you will, is truth. Yes or no?
Absolutely. And it starts when our children are young, too, because the schools are attacking the next generation. Look at what's happening in Williamson, for example. If we don't share our truth with our children, then the school are going to share their lies on certain subjects with our children. Our truths, what we know, what we believe as parents, is the greatest legacy that we can ever leave to our children. Don't leave this world without cheating your children out of knowing who you really are and where they came from.
I couldn't agree with that anymore. Jeffrey Ford here, the VDIQ Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year. You're the smartest man in the world, and you act like it. I greatly appreciate that. I'll give you the last word here on how we smarten up in America.
Well, we smarten up America simply by telling the truth. America became great because of the traditional values that were shared among people. Don't let the whole diversity monger scare you away from the homogenous goodness that made America, America. Be diverse in thought and be diverse in your beliefs, but come together as Americans, and that will make America great forever.
Jeffrey Ford, you're a man of reason, and greatly appreciate what you contribute here. As a regular contributor to the Steve Gruber Show, you are spot on and accurate. Jeffrey Ford, VDIQ Guild 2018 Genius of the Year, and so much more. Jeffrey, as always, thank you, my friend.
And thank you. Have a great day.
There you have it. I just like talking to him. I don't know. I find it fascinating. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.